Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Today's the 28th day of July, and I'm Jill. It's so great to be here with you. It's truly my joy, my honor, my joy, my pleasure to be reading the Word of God for us as a community. And I'm one of you. I am a part of this community, and I'm here to be changed from the inside out as the Word does just that. It transforms us if we submit ourselves to the process of change and allowing God to come and do what it is that only He can do, speak in a way that only He can speak, and to be changed through His kindness that leads us to repentance. So we just give Him permission to do just that today, even right here and right now, to open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive all that which He would say, speak, do, and move in us, among us, and through us. Today we're reading 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 9. We'll read through chapter 19 verse 37, and then we will jump over to Psalm and read Psalm 46, Psalm 80, and end with Psalm 135 today. So it's a little erratic, but we will do this together. This week we're reading the Contemporary English Version, 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 9. During the fourth year of Hezekiah's rule, which was the seventh year of Hoshea's rule in Israel, King Shalmaneser of Assyria led his troops to Samaria, the capital city of Israel. They attacked and captured it 3 years later in the sixth year of Hezekiah's rule and the ninth year of Hoshea's rule. The king of Assyria took the Israelites away as prisoners. He forced some of them to live in the town of Halah, others to live near the Harbor River in the territory of Gozan, and still others to live in towns where the Median people lived. All of that happened because the people of Israel had not obeyed the Lord their God. They rejected the solemn agreement He had made with them, and they ignored everything that the Lord's servant Moses had told them. In the 14th year of Hezekiah's rule in Judah, King Sennacherib of Assyria invaded the country and captured every walled city except Jerusalem. Hezekiah sent this message to Sennacherib, who was in the town of Lachish. "I know I am guilty of rebellion, but I will pay you whatever you want if you stop your attack." Sennacherib told Hezekiah to pay 10 tons of silver and 1 ton of gold. So Hezekiah collected all the silver from the Lord's temple and the royal treasury. He even stripped the gold that he had used to cover the doors and doorposts in the temple. He gave it all to Sennacherib. The king of Assyria ordered his three highest military officers to leave Lachish and take a large army to Jerusalem. When they arrived, the officers stood on the road near the clothmaker's shops along the canal from the upper pool. They called out to Hezekiah, and three of his highest officials came out to meet them. One of them was Hilkiah's son Eliakim, who was the prime minister. The other two were Shebna, assistant to the prime minister, and Joah, son of Asaph, keeper of the government records. One of the Assyrian commanders told them, "I have a message for Hezekiah from the great king of Assyria. Ask Hezekiah why he feels so sure of himself. Does he think he can plan and win a war with nothing but words? Who is going to help him now that he has turned against the king of Assyria? Is he depending on Egypt and its king? That's the same as leaning on a broken stick, and it will go right through his hand. Is Hezekiah now depending on the Lord your God? Didn't Hezekiah tear down all except one of the Lord's altars and places of worship? Didn't he tell the people of Jerusalem and Judah to worship that one place? The king of Assyria wants to make a bet with you people. He will give you 2,000 horses if you have enough troops to ride them. How could you even defeat our lowest ranking officer when you have to depend on Egypt for chariots and cavalry? Don't forget that it was the Lord who sent me here with orders to destroy your nation. Eliakim, Shibna, and Joah said, Sir, we don't want the people listening from the city wall to understand what you are saying, so please speak to us in Aramaic instead of Hebrew. The Assyrian army commander answered, My king sent me to speak to everyone, not just to your leaders. These people will soon have to eat their own body waste and drink their own urine, and so will the three of you. Then, in a voice loud enough for everyone to hear, he shouted in Hebrew, Listen to what the great king of Assyria says. Don't be fooled by Hezekiah. He can't save you. Don't trust him when he tells you that the Lord will protect you from the king of Assyria. Stop listening to Hezekiah. Pay attention to my king. Surrender to him. He will let you keep your own vineyards, fig trees, and cisterns for a while. Then he will come and take you away to a country just like yours, where you can plant vineyards, raise your own grain, and have plenty of olive oil and honey. Believe me, you won't starve there. Hezekiah claims the Lord will save you, but don't be fooled by him. Were any other gods able to defend their land against the king of Assyria? What happened to the gods of Hamath and Arpad? What about the gods of Shepharvaim, Hena, and Evah? Were the gods of Samaria able to protect their land against the Assyrian forces? None of these gods kept their people safe from the king of Assyria. Do you think the Lord your God can do any better? Eliakim, Shibna, and Joah had been warned by King Hezekiah not to answer the Assyrian commander. So they tore their clothes in sorrow and reported to Hezekiah everything the commander had said. As soon as Hezekiah heard the news, he tore off his clothes in sorrow and put on sackcloth. Then he went into the temple of the Lord. He told Prime Minister Eliakim, Assistant Prime Minister Shibna, and the senior priests to dress in sackcloth and tell the prophet Isaiah, These are difficult and disgraceful times. Our nation is like a woman too weak to give birth when it's time for her baby to be born. Please pray for those of us who are left alive. The king of Assyria sent his army commander to insult the living God. Perhaps the Lord heard what he said and will do something if you will pray. When these leaders went to Isaiah, he told them that the Lord had this message for Hezekiah. I am the Lord. Don't worry about the insulting things that have been said about me by these messengers from the king of Assyria. I will upset him with rumors about what's happening in his own country. He will go back, and there I will make him die a violent death. Meanwhile, the commander of the Assyrian forces heard that his king had left the town of Lachish and was now attacking Libna, so he went there. About the same time, the king of Assyria learned that King Tiraca of Ethiopia was on his way to attack him. Then the king of Assyria sent some messengers with this note for Hezekiah. Don't trust your God or be fooled by his promise to defend Jerusalem against me. You have heard how we Assyrian kings have completely wiped out other nations. What makes you feel so safe? The Assyrian kings before me destroyed the towns of Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and everyone from Eden who lived in Telassar. What good did their gods do them? The kings of Hamath, Arpad, Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva have all disappeared. After Hezekiah had read the note from the king of Assyria, he took it to the temple and spread it out for the Lord to see. He prayed, Lord God of Israel, your throne is above the winged creatures. You created the heavens and the earth, and you alone rule the kingdoms of this world. But just look how Sennacherib has insulted you, the living God. It is true, our Lord, that Assyrian kings have turned nations into deserts. They destroyed the idols of wood and stone that the people of those nations had made and worshipped. But you are our Lord and our God. We ask you to keep us safe from the Assyrian king. Then everyone in every kingdom on earth will know that you are the only God. Isaiah went to Hezekiah and told him that the Lord God of Israel had said, Hezekiah, I heard your prayer about King Sennacherib of Assyria. Now this is what I say to that king. The people of Jerusalem hate and make fun of you. They laugh behind your back. Sennacherib, you cursed, shouted, and sneered at me, the holy God of Israel. You let your officials insult me, the Lord. And this is how you bragged about yourself. I led my chariots to the highest heights of Lebanon's mountains. I went deep into its forest, cutting down the best cedar and cypress trees. I dried up every stream in the land of Egypt, and I drank water from wells I had dug. Sennacherib, now listen to me, the Lord. I planned all this long ago, and you don't even realize that I alone am the one who decided that you would do these things. I let you make ruins of fortified cities. Their people became weak, terribly confused. They were like wildflowers or tender young grass growing on a flat roof, scorched because it matures. I know all about you, even how fiercely angry you are with me. I have seen your pride and the tremendous hatred you have for me. Now I will put a hook in your nose, a bit in your mouth, then I will send you back to where you came from. Hezekiah, I will tell you what's going to happen. This year you will eat crops that grow on their own, and the next year you will eat whatever springs up where these crops grew. But the third year, you will plant grain and vineyards, and you will eat what you harvest. Those who survive in Judah will be like a vine that puts down deep roots and bears fruit. I, the Lord all-powerful, will see to it that some who live in Jerusalem will survive. I promise that the king of Assyria won't get into Jerusalem or shoot an arrow into the city or even surround it and prepare to attack. As surely as I am the Lord, he will return by the way he came and will never enter Jerusalem. I will protect it for myself and for my servant David. That same night, the Lord sent an angel to the camp of the Assyrians, and he killed 185,000 of them. And so the next morning, the camp was full of dead bodies. After this, King Sennacherib went back to Assyria and lived in the city of Nineveh. One day he was worshiping in the temple of his god Nisroch, when his sons Adrammelech and Sharezer killed him with their swords. They escaped to the land of Ararat, and his son Esarhaddon became king. Psalm 46. God is our mighty fortress, always ready to help in times of trouble, and so we won't be afraid. Let the earth tremble and the mountains tumble into the deepest sea. Let the ocean roar and foam, and its raging waves shake the mountains. A river and its streams bring joy to the city, which is the sacred home of God Most High. God is in that city, and it won't be shaken. He will help it at dawn. Nations rage, kingdoms fall, but at the voice of God, the earth itself melts. The Lord All-Powerful is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, see the fearsome things the Lord has done on earth. God brings wars to an end all over the world. He breaks the arrows, shatters the spears, and burns the shields. Our God says, "Calm down and learn that I am God. All nations on earth will honor me." The Lord All-Powerful is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 80. Shepherd of Israel, you lead the descendants of Joseph, and you sit on your throne above the winged creatures. Listen to our prayer, and let your light shine for the tribes of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Save us by your power. Our God, make us strong again. Smile on us and save us. Lord God, all-powerful, how much longer will the prayers of your people make you angry? You gave us tears for food, and you made us drink them by the bowlful. Because of you, our enemies who live nearby laugh and joke about us. Our God, make us strong again. Smile on us and save us. We were like a grapevine you brought out of Egypt. You chased other nations away and planted us here. Then you cleared the ground, and we put our roots deep. spreading over the land. Shade from this vine covered the mountains. Its branches climbed the mighty cedars and stretched to the sea. Its new growth reached to the river. Our Lord, why have you torn down the wall from around the vineyard? You let everyone who walks by pick the grapes. Now the vine is gobbled up by pigs from the forest and other wild animals. God all-powerful, please do something. Look down from heaven and see what's happening to this vine. With your own hands, you planted its roots, and you raised it as your very own. Enemies chopped the vine down and set it on fire. Now show your anger and destroy them, but help the one who sits at your right side, the one you raised to be your very own. Then we will never turn away. Put new life into us, and we will worship you. Lord God, all-powerful, make us strong again. Smile on us and save us. And finally today, Psalm 135. Shout praises to the Lord. You are his servants, so praise his name. All who serve in the temple of the Lord our God, come and shout praises. Praise the name of the Lord. He is kind and good. He chose the family of Jacob and the people of Israel for his very own. The Lord is much greater than any other God. He does as he chooses in heaven and on earth and deep in the sea. The Lord makes the clouds rise from far across the earth, and he makes lightning to go with the rain. Then from his secret place he sends out the wind. The Lord killed the firstborn of people and animals in the land of Egypt. God used miracles and wonders to fight the king of Egypt and all of his officials. He destroyed many nations and killed powerful kings, including King Sihon of the Amorites and King Og of Bashan. He conquered every kingdom in the land of Canaan and gave their property to his people Israel. The name of the Lord will be remembered forever, and he will be famous for all time to come. The Lord will bring justice and show mercy to all who serve him. Idols of silver and gold are made and worshipped in other nations. They have a mouth and eyes, but they can't speak or see. They are completely deaf, and they can't breathe. Everyone who makes idols and all who trust them will end up as helpless as their idols. Everyone in Israel, come praise the Lord. All the family of Aaron and all the tribe of Levi, come praise the Lord. All of his worshipers, come praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from Zion. He lives here in Jerusalem. Shout praises to the Lord. Okay, so real quick, let's orient ourselves in the story. The Assyrian Empire conquered the northern kingdom of Israel and carried 10 of the ancient tribes into exile, where they disappeared from history. As we begin the second half of the year together, we saw the Assyrians attempt to further their conquest by conquering the southern kingdoms of Judah. The fortified or walled cities were falling one after another when Assyria's king Sennacherib sent officials to Jerusalem to intimidate them and to surrender. Outside the walls, these officials taunted Jerusalem with Sennacherib's message, "What god of any nation has ever been able to save its people from my power? So what makes you think that the Lord can rescue Jerusalem from me?" Judah's king Hezekiah took off his royal robes and wore sackcloth. He went into God's temple and dispatched messengers to find Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah's message was that the Assyrians would withdraw because they would become aware of a threat from another army. This happened, but not before Sennacherib sent a threatening letter to Hezekiah recounting the conquests of the Assyrians and assuring Hezekiah that Jerusalem would fall next. Let's find the application. Have you ever felt like Hezekiah, as if your back was to the wall and the enemy was bearing down on you with taunts and intimidation, leaving you with no way out? Hezekiah took Sennacherib's letter into the temple. He laid it before the Lord and confessed his own powerlessness. "It is true, Lord, that the kings of Assyria have destroyed all these nations, and they have thrown the gods of these nations into the fire and burned them, but Of course, the Assyrians could destroy them. They were not gods at all, only idols of wood and stone shaped by human hands. Now, O Lord, our God, rescue us from his power. Then all the kingdoms of the earth will know that you alone, O Lord, are God. After this, God wiped out the mighty Assyrian army. Sennacherib withdrew to the capital city of his empire, Nineveh. As he was praying in the temple of his God, two of his sons assassinated him. When we face intimidation, we can remember this story. Sennacherib's letter was meant to weaken Hezekiah, but the intimidation was nothing more than hot air when juxtaposed against God's mighty power. When we find ourselves in these situations, we have a choice. We can either believe the taunting of the enemy, or we can become more aware of what has always been true. There is no hope without God. There never was, and there will never be. For we are made to know and be known by God, and we can cast our cares on our Father and rest beneath his wings of protection. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that you are our hope. You are our only living hope. And hope is not a contingency plan based on our circumstance. Hope is a prerequisite of our faith. You are our hope that never changes. Our hope, our sure foundation, our very present help in time of trouble. And I pray that we would grasp this in a new and a more profound way than we ever have before. That we would not allow temporary satisfactions to be the thing that we place our hope in, but that we would ultimately look to you, the author, the finisher of our faith. Thank you that you are faithful. And we pray this now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that's home base. Check it out. If you have not, take a look around the website. It's all available for you. Check out the app if you have not. If you would like to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much for your partnership. We could not do it without you. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or look for the give icon up at the top right-hand corner of your mobile device. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to reach towards someone that's previously called in for prayer, you can do so several different ways, 800-583-2164, or hit the red circle button up at the top right-hand corner of your mobile app. Again, you have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Hit submit, turn the wheels chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's going to do it for me today. I'm Jill. We will turn the page together tomorrow, and I look forward to another day with all of you. Until then, love one another.
Hey, the AB family. This is Roy from Ohio. I wanted to thank everybody who prayed for me. I thank Rodney from Atlanta and Kingdom Seeker Daniel. For everybody else who prayed for me, thank you so much. Your prayers are inspirational. I'm a bit behind in DAB chronological, but I'm catching up. Also, I have a few more prayers to ask for everybody. I have an aunt who's dealing with cancer right now. She's in the hospital. I also have another aunt who's dealing with pneumonia. And I have a family member who tried to commit suicide. Please pray for them, for their healing and restorations. Thank you guys for hearing me. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody at Daily Audio Bible Chronological. This is Jamie calling in from South Carolina. I just wanted to request some prayers for all of my coworkers. Everybody's got some personal stuff going on that's really just affecting, you know, focus and attitude and every aspect of their lives, really. I've got multiple coworkers dealing with parents who are ill, coworkers who have lost loved ones recently, also coworkers dealing with family members struggling with addictions, and they all need a little touch of God right now. And also prayer for me so that I can know if and how I can help these people that I work with and care about. So thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
My name is John, and I am calling in today to ask for prayer. I recently lost my job, and I need some prayer towards that. I've always struggled finding a job, partially due to the fact that I'm outdated, partially due to the fact that I'm suffering with health problems and have suffered with them for quite a while. And the other thing is I guess it feels like I've always been born into misery in a way. I've also struggled with my faith for a very long time. I've been a fan of the DAB app for quite a while now. I've been listening to it for at least 3 years or so. This is my first year in chronological, and I'm liking it so far. Thank you so much. I'd really appreciate the prayer.
This is Samantha from Tennessee, and I know I just sent the prayer request like this morning, so I don't know how this recording will show up, but I don't care. I have a praise report. My sweet friend who is in a custody battle for her kid won. She won. She gets her baby back, and she gets her baby back in the capacity that she had her before, and the everything goes back to the way that it was, and the baby's, and she's already here, and I'm so, so happy. Like, I cannot express the fight that we have been through for this moment, and I just give God all the glory. Like, it is a true miracle that we are where we're at right now. We are where we're at right now. So praise the Lord. I've been crying, I've been dancing, I've been laughing. Like, this is incredible. So whoever heard the prayer request and has been praying for them, thank you so, so much. Love you all.